Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 197 of Her, the podcast where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, well, her own wellness prescription by one of the top yoga gurus in the world. And I can't even wait for this episode to start because I've been looking forward to this interview that long. So we have a terrific show coming up. And before we begin, just know the episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils, customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's your official reminder, your very first one, to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show, because guess what? I'm sitting around here with my team waiting to hear from you. We live for your feedback. So don't forget, you'll be getting another reminder. So it's iTunes for the rate and review. You know, right now it's time for her. And it's time for you to learn how to write your own wellness prescription.
Her, the podcast,
the naked truth about women,
her mind,
her body,
her life. It's all about her.
So our expert today is Beth Shaw of YogaFit. Beth is an internationally renowned health hacker. Yeah, she's going to explain that one too. Best-selling author, wellness coach, and the founder of YogaFit, the largest mind-body wellness school in the world. This was established in 1994. Yeah, she's sustainable. Beth has spent more than two decades certifying over 200,000 wellness instructors spanning yoga, Ayurveda, sound and energy healing, meditation, and mindfulness. Her work has paved the way for more intuitive approaches to physical, mental, and spiritual health in North America, as well as across Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and Australia. Oh my gosh. So her book is Yoga Lean, and I think she's also going to give you a little teaser about an upcoming book as well that I know all about. And all I can say is that you are about ready to hear from probably one of the world's most renowned experts in this field. Beth, welcome to the Her Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Pam.
You know, Beth and I have been friends and colleagues for a number of years, and I've watched her touch so many lives, and I'm just sort of in awe of what she has been able to do to spread this prescription, as it were, for wellness. So, Beth, you know, a lot of people are probably wondering, what is YogaFit, and what was this whole issue of wellness when you started YogaFit over 20 years ago?
Pam, I'm not really sure that wellness existed 20 years ago in the way we know it today. It's certainly become quite a field with lots of different facets. And I would like to think that YogaFit is in part responsible for a lot of wellness, as we have brought yoga to so many people worldwide. And then they have taken that yoga out and taught it to other people and shared it with friends and family and students. So a lot of lives have been touched by YogaFit. And also, because the practice of yoga inherently allows people to connect with their bodies, they can then find out what wellness means to them.
I mean, how do you kind of, as it were, define this whole thing about wellness? I mean, geez, you know, you've got wellness products and concepts. Everything's hitting the market every single day of every week. And it seems as though the entire, as it were, industry is experiencing this huge boom now. What's going on here, Beth? Why now? Why not, like, you know, 50 years ago?
Well, I think that in the increasingly chaotic world, people want to be able to control something. And we're fortunate that we can, I believe, very much control our health and our wellness. Because if 80% of all adult disease is self-created, then we have a good 80% chance that by practicing wellness, and again, we'll go into what that means to each individual a little later, but by practicing wellness and mindfulness and yoga, meditation, that you have control over what happens to you health-wise.
All right. So I think, you know, there are a lot of people who've obviously commercialized a lot of this too. I think as you go down the street, you see all these, you know, wellness spas and wellness clinics, and everything's all about enhancing wellness to a point where I think a recent survey said that wellness, especially in men's minds, seems to be more of a buzzword than something that carries more meaning, you know, with it. And so how do you then message it when it's becoming more diffuse?
Well, from a business perspective or an individual perspective?
Any kind of perspective you want.
I like to think that people can write their own wellness prescription. And fortunately, because this wellness industry, as you mentioned, Pam, has become so large and so diverse, that for the average consumer of wellness or the person who just wants to feel better, there's so many different options that they can choose from. And I think the trick is really to maintain really a mindfulness, as we talk about in yoga, lean consciousness. So we know how all of these different things that we're trying affect us, and that we can continue with the things that really work for us, and also not get limited to one track, one thought, like, let's just go on a juice cleanse and that's all we're going to do to be well, or just go do cycling and that's going to make us well. I think it's important that we look at all the colors that wellness is and really try to extract from those colors our own beautiful painting.
Huh. Okay, so I think a lot of people, certainly in American society, would like to pop a wellness pill, as it were. And so when you're talking about just juicing or just cleansing or just whatever people are doing, it's actually a much, much bigger thing than just the one-off remedy, which is irrelevant, I think, to what wellness is all about. I see wellness as more of an integrative, holistic experience that is defined by the individual, him or herself. And you color that palette any way you need to be able to make it work for you. And I think you would agree with me on that, would you?
I 100% agree with you, Pam, and I'd also like to mention that when people think of wellness, mostly they think of physical wellness. They think of those juice cleanses or of exercise, but wellness, for me personally, and what I like to share with people, including in my new book, Healing Trauma with Yoga, is the idea that psychological, mental, emotional, spiritual wellness, they're just as important as physical wellness. What you're doing with your body, what you put into your body, obviously important, but also how we're taking care of our emotions, our psychology, our spiritual practice, equally important.
You know, it's funny. You and I have been associated with the spa industry for years, as well as the fitness industry, kind of an interesting interplay between both worlds. And I think we've witnessed people finally, you know, credentialing, as I guess for lack of a better term, what this whole issue of mind body's really all about. I mean, in the past, you'd have to be kind of, you were sort of blown off as sort of earthy, crunchy, and it's not credible, and who's listening to you anyway, kind of flaky. And then all of a sudden, you know what happened was, from my world, which is the world of science, we suddenly came out with astounding new research that showed the extraordinary power of something like mindfulness meditation on genes throughout the human body as they are affected and affecting inflammation, which is the basis of most disease. That I remember when the first studies came out and we were like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And then the yoga studies started appearing. Suddenly yoga was, wow, what's going on here? We're using yoga for trauma therapy. We're using yoga now to be able to help people as they are healing from a multitude of issues, everything from medical to psychological, and as I mentioned, trauma, et cetera. But now we have all these published results. Kind of sad it took so long for us to crank this out. But you know something? I feel like we're locked and loaded right now. I don't know. I mean, I know the science has helped you, hasn't it?
Science has tremendously helped our business, especially with our trauma-based yoga trainings, healing emotional and physical trauma, our Yoga for Addiction program, very much supported by science, Yoga for the Brain. And it's so nice to see now mainstream movies coming out like Heal, where we really see people like Bruce Lipton featured with epigenetics and how we really can control to a large degree our state of health and wellness with the thoughts that we're putting into our mind.
You know, that's you bring up something so powerful. Yeah. Now we have high-level scientists who are now being featured in these great documentaries that are accessible to all of us now, literally at our fingertips as we Netflix through the day and or Amazon Prime or however we're doing this. And what they're really saying is that don't ever minimize something as powerful as yoga ever again. You know, I'm a stress physiologist, and I remember some of the earliest work was actually done by neuroscientists who were looking specifically at stress hormone. And Beth, remember when you and I had this conversation a long way back when the first studies came out showing that people who are regular yoga practitioners, just regular people, you know, get up in the morning, but they do a regular practice. These are average people doing a regular practice of yoga, experienced a decrease in stress hormone levels, which basically maintained themselves, you know, that level of lowered and more controlled stress hormone, which is cortisol, for hours. 8 to 9 hours after the actual session of yoga itself. That's how powerful it is. Obviously, we all need stress hormone. It's a very good thing to have. It's when it becomes excessive that it becomes very self-destructive to the human body. So we want to be able to control it. It's like too much of a good thing. And what a powerful thing when we find out that yoga itself can allow us to be able to manage stress hormone better. Do you remember that conversation we had?
I do. We were in New York City, I believe, at a cafe.
All right. And now there's a mind for you. Oh my gosh. Your memory alone. Well, I think both of us were sitting there with our jaws on the floor saying, thank God. And how wonderful we finally have this. Well, now we have epigenetic studies. And epigenetics, as I've said countless times on the Wonderful Her podcast, is just basically saying, you know, genetics may load the gun, but lifestyle and environment pull the trigger. And that's what epigenetics is. It's those choices we make. It's the environment within which we live. And that includes people, places, and things. So it's not just, you know, structure by any means limited to that. So tell us a little bit more about what the upcoming book is going to be about, when it's coming out, and a little bit about what this trauma-informed yoga practice is about. Why is that so important?
It's deeply important, Pam. The book is called Healing Trauma with Yoga. It's published by Cardinal Publishing, and it will be out in October. And in the book, we really go through the science of what trauma does to the brain, how trauma shapes your reactions emotionally, your psychology, the choices that you make, you know, the challenges that can come from trauma, addiction, in particular. And then we outline various yoga postures, yoga breathing techniques, meditation to help people mitigate and cope with the symptoms of trauma. And then we also have a great chapter on Ayurveda, which is the healing science of yoga, Ayurvedic foods, Ayurvedic hacks to, again, deal with the symptoms of trauma, and also how to accumulate positive emotion so that when faced with a challenging reaction or situation that might be triggering, we're able to have a buffer.
Now, that buffer, when it comes to trauma, you know, it's interesting. You also mentioned addiction as well. It turns out at least, you know, by last count, at least 2/3 of people who have issues with addictive behavior have experienced some level of trauma. And when we say trauma, I don't mean a building fell on your head. And it doesn't have to be the extreme forms of trauma, which are extreme physical, mental, sexual abuse. It can be really, honestly, trauma is in the eyes of the beholder. And sometimes it can actually be surprising. You're like, really? That was traumatic for you? But it was, you know. You're maybe, I don't know, 7 years old and your kids and your parents, you know, divorce. And there you are. And you're torn apart and the next kid isn't. So it's quite individual as well. But tell us more about how someone then takes that yoga practice and makes it work for them, even when they leave the studio.
And that's just the trick, Pam, is engaging your practice while off the mat. So I think first and foremost, it's a mindset. And at Yoga Fit, we have what we call the essence of Yoga Fit, which is breathing, feeling, listening to your body, letting go of competition, expectation, and judgment, and then staying present in the moment. So our yoga practice really gives us the opportunity to learn to stay present in the moment. Therefore, we are less apt to be anxious towards future events and also less focused on the past, which can cause depression. So just by staying present in the moment, we're able to be a little bit more trauma-free, if you will. And then also there are little tricks, hacks I like to call them, for people to do every day to use in maybe individual yoga poses to combat depression or anxiety, such as I do a headstand every morning. It's proven scientifically that headstands help combat depression. And so doing a headstand in the morning, doing an active practice, then doing some restorative yoga, some more calming poses if people are dealing with anxiety, doing a more active practice if you're dealing with depression, and also incorporating meditation. And I know you're a huge fan of meditation. In fact, you were the one to turn me on to TM. So a meditation practice is also key to connect with cosmic consciousness, universal life force energy, and things other than just ourselves.
You know, I'd like to hear from you as such an acclaimed expert in this field, Beth. What do you say to someone who, I mean, these people say this to me all the time, it's too much. I'm overwhelmed. Come on, you know, meditation, and then I got to hit yoga, and, you know, I'm so beaten up, and I just can't keep it all straight, and I feel chaotic. What do you say to them?
Well, I would say that if they can just, you know, drop all external things and just do some yoga, literally 15, 20 minutes, they're going to see that their mindset in relation to all those other thoughts which are obviously not serving them, will kind of fall away, or at least they will feel more calm, more in control, and more at ease. Because yoga puts us into the parasympathetic nervous system, and so we go from fight or flight to rest and digest, and then we're able to restore. And, you know, there are many days, and I suffer from depression, I've had childhood trauma, there are many days that I perhaps feel overwhelmed. I run a big school, I travel a lot, I have a lot of commitments, and I just, you know, for that hour a day, go do yoga, do some meditation, do some exercise. It doesn't need to be a very structured program for a lot of people unless they're the type of personality that needs that structure. But just giving yourself the time and the space that yoga allows, that yoga is kind of like a vacation where you get to clear your mind and you get to work your body. And many times we all know if we've gone on vacation, but our minds are still busy or we're suffering with a repetitive thought pattern that doesn't serve us, it's no vacation at all, even if we were on the most beautiful beach in the Caribbean with palm trees in the background. So our yoga practice really allows us to take a vacation from all of that thought.
Wow. Okay. That makes all the sense in the world. And I think that people just need to know that it's possible. Because Beth, honestly, look at the nutty world we live in. Look at the expectations we have of ourselves. Look at the pressures we take on and absorb, especially women, because we seem to be a sponge for just about everything, you know, going on in our own environments here. And so, you know, good, bad, and otherwise, we think and we emote very deeply. And I think that we, especially as women, I think there's a real gender specificity to this, really don't take enough time to be able to just step back and to pause and to breathe deeply, the pranayama, and to really, honestly, just do even a mini practice of certain poses that will just be, you know, kind of self-compassionate. I know I do that a lot, Beth, you know, just stand up and, you know, something as simple as a sun salutation, you know, warrior pose for me always makes me feel like, yeah, I'm about ready to kick some ass here. And it makes me feel good and centered and more powerful. And other times I just want to, you know, just rest, do some restorative poses. So I think there's a real, you know, need and a role for something as wonderful as what you do with yoga and Yoga Fit. And I'm just so happy that you're also doing this new book. And again, I want you to tell everyone the best places to be able to learn about your wonderful work at Yoga Fit as well as about the new book.
Thanks, Pam. Well, everyone can visit yogafit.com to learn about our conferences. We have 15 a year across North America, and we have over 1,000 different Yoga Fit trainings worldwide every year. And we have many specialty trainings, not just for people who want to teach, but for anybody who really wants to learn yoga, to incorporate a specific yoga for an ailment. We have yoga for heart health, yoga for diabetes. We have a new 100-hour track for healthy aging for those like over 60. So we've got pretty much one-stop shopping for any yoga needs that anyone has. I would also highly recommend our Ayurveda program because there are little things you can do like nose oil or putting coconut oil on your feet at night to calm yourself down. Little simple hacks like a cup of warm water after a flight to calm vata. So you can go to yogafit.com, and my three books are on yogafit.com as well. And people want a little bit more health information about some of the other things I'm up to, like weighted blankets and red light therapy, they can visit me at bethshaw.com.
I love it. This is fantastic. And again, it's yogafit.com to learn more about Beth Shaw's amazing work as a true leader and a change agent in this field of wellness, and someone who clearly, after decades of work touching other people's lives, has made a real impact and continues to do so. And thank heavens for that. Beth, thank you once again for being on the Her podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Pam. And thank you for your commitment to all the work that you do helping people and your love of mind-body wellness.
Well, thank you very much. You're so welcome. And you know something, it just gives me joy to be able to team up with people like yourself, Beth, because it's wonderful to have kindred spirits out there. We're all trying to do, at the end of the day, the same thing. Let's enhance wellness on a global basis. Yes, and with that, I just want to make sure everyone is sitting back now and saying, oh my gosh, that was a ridiculously wonderful and terrific episode. I want to leave a rate and review. So run on over to iTunes right now and rate and review the show, because I want to hear what you had to say about this. Beth Shaw is absolutely a life force you got to know about. All right. So I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every episode of the Her podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and stay well.